So did you have a nice Thanksgiving? Yeah? So let me guess, you ate a lot? No? So yeah. And let me guess, some of you are still recovering, right? And some of you went away, some of you stayed. But if you're here, it seems like you're back now, preparing for the week. As we celebrate Christ the King of the universe, also the end of the liturgical year, I don't know about the English masses, but I usually do all the Spanish masses. And at the Spanish masses, have you been to a mass, the Spanish mass, when they celebrate Christ the King? Like the English mass is kind of bland, you know. But the Spanish mass for Christ the King, they do it up. They do it up, you know. So, you know, and they have they shout, you know, for Christ the King. It's such a big thing, you know, where, you know, if you've been, you know, the priest or the person would say, "Que viva Cristo Rey," and you would say, "Oh, that's so weak," you know. You would say, "Que viva, que viva Cristo Rey, que viva Cristo Rey." Right? That's what you'd be doing at the Spanish Mass all day long, you know? But, you know, what that means, you know, in English is, you know, long live, you know, Christ the King, right? Long live Christ the King. And I don't know about you, but I don't really think of, you know, Jesus as like king of the universe, right? His lordship and kingdom, all these things. But if you pay attention to the gospel, it really kind of gives us a hint of how we're supposed to, you know, deal with this Christ the King feast here, where when Pilate asks Jesus, "So who are you? Are you the King of the Jews?" Da da da. And basically, what's Jesus' response? "Well, if you say so, da da da." But really, like, so what are you? You know, this is what I want you to remember, right? He says, "My kingdom does not." That's a different gospel. "My kingdom does not belong to this world," is what he says. "My kingdom does not belong to this world," right? And now imagine if you're a parent and you're kind of like, you know, kind of upset that your, you know, son or daughter is not getting the best grades, you know, they're getting like a C or something like this, and you're like, "Da, da, da, you need to get good grades, because good grades matter, and you need to be a good person, you need to go to college." And what if your son or daughter said, "Hey, Mom, hey, Dad, thanks for being concerned about me, but you know what? My kingdom does not belong to this world." What if as a family, you're worried about finances, you know, and you're like, "Well, I don't know how we're doing. I don't know if we're going to make the rent this month, or we are making the rent, but I don't know. We have a house, but I don't know if we're going to make the house payments, and I don't know. We might, da, 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 and we might lose a job, da, da, da." And then what if your spouse says, "You know, I'm glad that you're worried about the finances, but you know what? Oh, you got it right there, yes. My kingdom does not belong to this world." What if you said that? You would sound crazy. I don't know about that world, but we're in this world right now. You better study and get an A. You better make the payments, because we're going to lose the house, right? First things first. But then again, if Lord Jesus Christ is our King and King of the universe, why can't we say that? Why can't we say to whatever question that comes to us, we say, I'm glad you're asking me these things, but you know what? This earthly stuff, it don't really matter. My kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom does not belong to this world. What if we actually said that, right? I think that's... you know, that's something that I want us to work on. That's going to be your homework, right? But, you know, one of my students at the high school is playing at Arizona State University, right? It's a great school. And they have a great football coach over there called Herm Edwards. He was an ESPN analyst. Now he's a coach over there. But basically, in the locker room, you know, there's a printed thing in the locker room. It says, "Do not let the perceptions of others become your reality," is what it says. Again, do not let the perceptions of others become your reality. ASU is not necessarily known for football, right? So the perception is, ASU, it's hot out there, and you don't have a lot of football scholarship. They're not really a good team. That's a perception. But you start believing that perception, that becomes your reality. No. He says, our reality is we're a good football team. Our reality is we're a hardworking people, and we're going to get some wins this year. Right? But I think the world tells us things. Tells us that what matters is money, power, respect, work hard to build this earthly mansion. And you start believing those perceptions enough, that actually becomes your reality. But as Christians, what is our true reality? It's the heavenly mansion. It's the my kingdom is not of this world talk. Right? But if you think, how much time do we spend focusing on the earthly mansion? How much time do we focus working on the heavenly mansion? Right? Which kingdom is more important? Right? And can we actually not be persuaded by other people's reality? Can we actually say that my kingdom does not belong to this world? A quick story. I don't really know this, but I read in the Yahoo News, you know? And sometimes Yahoo News is true, sometimes it's not, but I think this is true, okay? But the story goes, a third grader came home from school, just kind of like all down and just kind of like looking down, you know? And mom says, what's going on? What's going on? You know? And then the mom kind of like lifts the chin up and recognizes her son is all beat up. Got a black eye and bruises all over. I'm like, what's going on? What happened? You know, I'm like, well, mom, you know, these kids, they kind of beat me up and bullied me, and I was beaten up. And the mom was so angry. You know, I can't believe these people did this to you. And, you know, that's why I took you to karate lessons. You know, like, hey, hello, that's your self-defense. Don't you know about self-defense? I spent all that money for you to, you know, wear those belts and defend yourself. Why don't you defend yourself? And then the kid looks up and mom goes, but mom, this is not the Jedi way. This is not the Jedi way. You know, he's referring to like a Star Wars. You know, but talk about a boy of principle. He could have just beat everybody up because he knows karate. But you know, talk about not letting the perceptions of others become your reality. He knows what's his reality. He knows what his values are, right? And he'd rather be beat up, right, than to beat other people up, right? And that's kind of what happens to Jesus, isn't it? That's the story of Lent for you. He's God. He can do anything he wants, but he would rather be tortured, suffered, and die for our salvation. And I want us to, you know, think about when bad things happen, right? Like, you know, remember the Boston Marathon, right? So people have shirts that says, Boston what? Boston strong, right? The Houston, all these floods and hurricanes, so many bad things, you know. And then you got Houston Astros, the baseball team, wearing Houston strong. Why don't you wear a shirt that says Jesus strong? You know, because my kingdom is not of this world, right? And your homework this week is to, and I really want you to try this, to respond at least one time to somebody, or it's a post or something where you will actually say, my kingdom is not of this world. I want you to actually say that, proclaim that, own that, right? Whether it's in a context at work, whether it's with your family or it's a stranger, I want you to actually say this week, you know, the words, my kingdom is not of this world, right? And that's going to force you to respond with some aftermath. That's going to force you to actually think about, what is it that I truly believe in? What are my non-negotiable values? Whether it's that kid is the Jedi way, right? Or what are some things that where I don't really care what people say, because they don't matter. Because my kingdom is not of this world, right? I'll tell you, you know, for me, I have some, like, petty things that are non-negotiables, and then some serious things that are really non-negotiables. Like, petty things like you know, all the sports teams, right? You know, like my Giants, my 49ers, my Warriors. But also, very particular, my St. Francis Lancers, you know, my USC Trojans. Those are non-negotiables. I don't care how bad they are. If you say something bad about them, we got some issues. all right? But then some serious non-negotiables, right, of my values, where if I hear something that affects the dignity of human life, right, the dignity of human life from conception to natural death, whether we're talking about the unborn or whether we're talking about the vulnerable adults, right? If anything that deals with, that harms life, that's going to affect me, right? And I'm going to say something, right? I don't care if I label myself as a pro-life, then you're all, that means Father Steve is so like super ultra conservative, you know? I don't care. I don't care what you say, because my kingdom is not of this world, right? Or I don't care if somebody says, oh, like, you're like this super liberal hippie Santa Cruz person, you know, because you're all about helping poor people or whatever. I don't care. I don't care what you say, because my kingdom is not of this world, right? And also, in the midst of all the pre-scandals, all these things, I happen to love the church, right? And I will do everything in my power to defend the church, right? In its transparency, in its honesty, but because I love the church, right? Because this is a church that Jesus founded, I will do everything in my power to defend it, right? And I don't care what you say, because my kingdom is not of this world. You get my point? What is it that rules your kingdom? Right? You can say, for people who got, you know, alcohol issues, you know, Hennessy, that don't rule my kingdom, because my kingdom is not of this world. You can proclaim that, right? Or is it money? You know, Dow Jones, rule your kingdom? Your retirement account, rule your kingdom? No, that don't rule me nothing. My kingdom is not of this world. Vogue magazine, GQ magazine, rule your kingdom? No, my kingdom is not of this world. So I want you to actually proclaim that. What is it that you're willing to draw the line on? You know, your non-negotiables, your values, right? And actually proclaim and say, you know what? I don't care what people say about me, but this is it. My kingdom is not of this world. To actually say it, to actually proclaim it, to actually write it this week as we celebrate Christ the King.